So yeah, I went off on a big thing about space and technology and making quantum copies. But yes, there has been a lot of talk on the internet, on the YouTubes, and it makes me wonder, because it seems like the flat earth theory, it's a place to put people so they don't ask the right questions. But there's been a lot of talk, like on places like YouTube and other places, about the question of, could much of the history we think we know be bullshit? And the reality is from a metaphysical perspective, you could ask certain questions and say, what do we know of reality? How do we base reality? If I was a pragmatist like my cousin who died a couple years ago, if I was a pragmatist like him, I could address it in scientific terms. You know, the way John Dewey admonished the philosopher to go to the factory and go to the laboratory. I'm not really a pragmatist. I do think that there are tools like science, logic, mathematics. There are tools that allow us to understand reality, but those tools have limits. I mean, we know a great deal about the universe, but we don't know everything. We don't know enough to say that we can, you know, now decide that the book of nature is closed. There's a great deal we don't understand, and we're still learning, really. You know, what if our civilizations are really just experiments? And I don't mean simulations. What if we're living flesh? What if this is a real world? What if its entire purpose is to run one experiment after another? Sounds crazy. You know, one of the things about experiments is they operate like a kind of fuzzy computer. They give you a result. It's like, here's a set of inputs, here are the parameters, here's a device, turn it on, get your answer. So in some ways, an experimental apparatus, whether it's an ant farm or a particle accelerator, an experimental apparatus is a lot like a kind of computer in the sense that you build it and then you interpret the results to get an answer. It's not the same, but you can think of it that way. And what if we're really just a kind of elaborate, not necessarily a zoo, but an elaborate natural kind of environment for creatures like ourselves, only for the purpose of knowing what we'll do, only for the purpose of seeing the outcome? And then there are some other possibilities. Like, we could be a sphere in space, but that doesn't mean there couldn't be a projection system outside of us that really does simulate the stars and all the planets and everything else. Who knows? I mean, when you get to the scale of civilizations, because again, for a moment, I'm going to pretend I'm not a Christian, okay? When you think about civilizations that might have been around a million-year civilization, well, I think it was Friedrich Dyson. Dyson, famous for the Dyson sphere, who proposed the idea that advanced civilizations would take material within their own system and create a giant sphere around their star. Dyson would say after a million years you could see something like that, but I remember a podcast I did called Dyson Hot Rods, and why not take it to the next level? Why not capture your star and turn it into your giant fusion reactor that's going to last a billion years? The reality is, it sounds crazy, but you're really just talking about building a partial sphere around your star with shielding, with the purpose of really directing the force of the star one direction. Sounds crazy, but yeah, I could see civilizations that are a million years building a Dyson hot rod. And then the question is, okay, what happens next? So what if we are just an elaborate experiment on the scale of a Dyson sphere? What if we're an elaborate experiment for a million-year-old civilization that does not fully understand everything, but uses experimental genetics, their own version of psychology, and probably math and game theory and everything else to create these elaborate experiments to see what the hairless monkeys are going to do next. I think about Operation Fishbowl. And think about Fishbowl. Think about launching those nukes up into space, and you say to yourself, well, you know, this was just people experimenting. And again, truth, you know, they learned about electromagnetic pulses from Operation Fishbowl, I think. But what if they were launching those nukes up there to more or less test the boundary, like to see where the edge is? I'm not contending a flat Earth here. We could exactly be on a sphere, governed by gravity. Everything they tell you basically is true with respect to that. But we could be an inferior species, only bred for the purpose of simulation, only bred for the purpose, maybe even entertainment. I mean, there was that South Park episode that described planet Earth as a big TV show. It sounds great on one level. You know, there was a little bit of anti-Semitism in that one too, let's be honest. The Jews and Acts. Anyways, on one level, that type of experiment, it sounds absurd and crazy, but why not? Who knows? We assume that with greater knowledge, necessarily people get smarter, maybe. But we also assume that the base instincts go away. And I think that's kind of flawed. So maybe that's the explanation of our history. If you want to break down our history, one potential explanation is we're just an experiment for some purpose. Everything was engineered by somebody else, and we're just here to do whatever. I mean, I'm a Christian, so I kind of reject that out of hand, but I'm going to throw it on the table. Another possibility, before I close this one out, is that's really just the timeline they're fucking with, like how long it takes to do things. And that could be true too. Included with this parallel to this theory is the theory that there are simply these gaps, these dark ages. And let's explain what a dark age is. Dark ages exist throughout history. And a dark age is like a gap between two periods of history where you have people writing things down and you have written history. The dark age idea has to do with the fact that mainly there's not a lot of written history. That's, you know, a historian would say that's the definition of a dark age. So dark age is kind of like civilization stops, there's not a lot of writing, not a lot of journaling, people are too busy trying to survive. It could be that we misunderstand the various dark ages, and maybe that's one of the reasons why the timeline screwed up. But it could be screwed up. It could be all of this is real, everything is happening, it's not a big alien experiment, but the timeline is screwed up. We really don't understand it. That's also possible. One of the context of these theories has to do with, you know, the monuments and buildings that seem to exist that nobody could have built. So I'm going to give you another theory. That history itself is not flawed, but our understanding of certain events is. Because, you know, I'm going to put on my Christian helmet and tell you that I'm kind of, you know, just a Matthew 18:20 Christian, fairly basic. I can attend almost any kind of church. And I also recognize that, you know, a lot of people call themselves Christians, and it's really going to be up to Christ to decide. Good news, I don't have to. But what if, along with Satan, there were many fallen angels? And what if some of these fallen angels did a lot of things, to include setting up shop as some local deity, you know, and potentially much of the pantheon, the polytheistic pantheon, the pantheon of the Greeks and the Romans, potentially that could have been just a list of fallen angels. Who knows? You know, if you believe God has a plan, then you have to accept a few things. Adam and Eve were always going to get kicked out of Eden. Period. It was always going to happen. It's not to say they didn't have free will, but kind of like with Jonah and the whale, it was going to happen. if you believe that the Lord has a plan, if there's a plan to our existence, where it begins and where it ends. And so what if that applies to fallen angels? What if fallen angels, unbeknownst to themselves, who might even think they're doing evil, are just, you know, kind of like Judas Iscariot? They're not good people. They're reprehensible. We should not consider those people people to look up to. But like Judas, they're part of the story. You know, Christ knew this. Christ understood that certain things were going to happen because they had to happen. Does that mean everything's determined? No. But it does mean there is a plan. And within the confines of that plan, there's, you know, there's free will, there's degree of choice. But the overall plan, I think, is, you know, pretty much in the mind of God, and it's probably fixed, you know, permanent. So one potential explanation for all these amazing monuments and buildings is that you've got a lot of demons and fallen angels out there doing a lot of shit, and some of them may have advanced technology. I, for one, when I think about the UFOs, and we're going to go a little bit long here, but when I think about the UFO thing, I, for one, don't just go to aliens. I say, could these be demons? Could these be fallen angels? Could these be humans? Human beings, like, you know, Project Bluebeam, pretending to be aliens. There's more than just one possibility. People who would default to, you know, well, it's got to be the Nordic people of Sector 18 or the Greys, and, you know, they love medical rape. They do. They apparently, the Greys get really excited about medical rape, abducting people, putting them on anesthesia, but they're still aware, and they insert objects. That's technically medical rape. But no, they helped me. They didn't help you. They helped themselves. They saw the metal plate on the Pioneer spacecraft. It had a naked man and a naked woman saying, "Come on by," with it, with directions. That's what they saw. Come to planet easy, and have your fill. Ugh. Anywho, but I think they could just as well be demons, you know, demons and fallen angels. So it's hard to say. I don't know if I'm going to spend more time on this topic because we did like three segments, but let's start another segment.